Good afternoon and welcome to Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on Eagle FM. As always, we're here until the hour of 6. Albeit today will be, today is not Home Run. It's not just Home Run, it's Home Run Plus. The plus part will start at 5 o'clock on the dot. That is a competition that will be, holding here on Home Run, just here on Eagle FM. But the competition starts at exactly 5 o'clock, where the winner will stand a chance to win five pieces of pink Hendrik Witbooi's. It's $500. Someone is connecting on Superway right now. That's the spirit. Yeah, but before we get to the competition aspect of things, we are still Home Run as usual. After the competition, we're still just a Home Run as usual, and as usual on Home Run, we always have an exciting topic on the table. Albeit, the one for today's topic is more of a conclusion of what we started today. It's a green hydrogen discussion, and we are not on the side of how the atoms are going to split, because of some of us just don't have enough math and science in our minds to participate it in that way. Yesterday was a green hydrogen discussion mostly tailored towards how the youth can benefit from it. But the one for today is more general in comparison to the one of yesterday, and that is the localization of it. And this is something that this topic could not have come at the perfect time, because for those of you that are subscribers to the eVillager newspaper, and that is, if you are not a subscriber at this point, then, it's kind of difficult to classify you or categorize you. I borrowed some vocabularies from those that went to private schools. But anyway, for those of you that are not subscribers to the eVillager, no judging. You can still subscribe by sending the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 08120041440. 08120041440. But for those of you that are subscribers, then you found one. Joining us is Dwight. All protocols observed. What's up, man?
Yeah, all protocols observed. Car accidents and all, yeah. Don't worry.
Car accident?
No, not me.
Yeah, no, thank you, Evans.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, all protocols observed. And welcoming to a pretty livened discussion today.
It's like I already pointed out, yesterday's green hydrogen discussion was more tailored towards the benefit was more tailored towards how the youth can benefit from it. The one for today is more general in comparison to the one for yesterday, and this is localizing. But just looking at it from a local standpoint, what do we as locals stand to benefit from this initiative? But here's the thing, though. That's how we ended up at the Villager example. Mm. There's one article in today's Villager article that caught my attention, that got me thinking. It's actually still getting me making my mind run for its thoughts. I'm assuming that makes sense. But anyway, now on page 5 of the Villager, there's one article, pardon me, that's titled, What Are We Funding? Then it gives a reference to, gives to a reference to to a startup, and that's in the tech definition of a startup coming out of Nigeria. That that's so more like a steep rise and a steep decline out of business.
Mm.
Yeah, and then the article goes on to point that could we be putting our money in a wrong type of investments, because we all want to invest in these things that are more like far from reach, but there's something within reach that we could be investing into, like, oh my God, agriculture.
Not the way I was going to burst your bubble right now, but continue.
So...
Just remember the former president Gangob's famous statement, ne? Yeah. Legally, it's not ours.
Yeah, legally, yeah. It's not. Yeah, so I think that for me is it's more of a critical thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's a critical question to ask, because if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and things keep going south, it's only normal to just pause and ask yourself, where am I going wrong?
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, where am I going wrong? Yeah, we have not gone the wrong direction yet. Yet in the in the green hydrogen economy, but so the question then we're asking ourselves is, what's in it for me as a local? And I think yesterday we didn't, there are certain aspects that we didn't, that we didn't touch, because you want every Namibian to benefit from an industry that's highly specialized.
But
interesting. But
if the labor force you're supplying is not skilled or specialized,
just there to go straight,
who is going to be shipped in on the boatloads? Said particular foreigners.
Hang on a second. So we are looking at a Ventucas situation?
Yeah, all the time. That's the thing, and that's the thing regarding the extractive industry, minus agriculture and fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me explain what happened in fishing back in during COVID. So just when I think I joined that second half of 2020 here at Eagle FM, then there was, partial lifting of some lockdowns or stuff like that. Remember us, Ventucas, we were locked down here with each other's faces, looking at each other. And then I remember that day because, Kelvin and I we attended a specific engagement, in the parliamentary office of PDM, with some students, advanced postgraduate and graduate students from not just from the University of Namibia, but also from other particular tertiary institutions that, could offer advanced degrees regarding, what's the thing's name? Marine biology and those marine-based
fields of study.
Yeah, fields of study. The downside was, and this is obviously how academia and tertiary institutions have to play a pivotal role in terms of ensuring that what they produce, which is the other subject that you and I continuously, the conclusion we reach upon, is are we oversupplying when there's no absorption taking place in the economy?
Yeah.
Are we continuously oversupplying? So the complaint there that day was, it was six or seven ladies, who, and one guy who were predominantly they were like the first cohorts of this program, but it's like advanced degrees. Most of them had like honors and masters and upwards. The highly skilled one was one that was doing doctorate or another advanced degree somewhere else, but she could do it only in South Africa and another place overseas, and she had returned. And the downside was that all the fishing companies and all the marine-based organizations told them, we don't know where to employ you. They literally told scientists that we are training, we don't know where to employ you. These guys came and they approached one of these political parties. Obviously that day it was the PDM, and this was what they explained. We we are being told we don't know where to employ you. Those guys are so highly skilled, ne? They're automatically, when they do an internship, they're automatically made a supervisor. Because the fishing companies themselves, the local companies there at the coast, at Walvis, they don't know what position do these scientists, how do you position the scientist in your overall organization? Because they don't know what to do with a skilled person. They've never needed this person. Why? Because in many cases, that knowledge is conducted, that skill set is done by a European partner who sends, who flies in a scientist from Spain, France, Portugal, Italy, wherever. That person comes and collects data, flies out with the data.
And that's periodically.
Every year. The downside is, which has been the other concern that, what's this NCRST CEO, Anicia Peters, has highlighted. The downside is when you and I did the research and development report last year, remember, where Peters indicated in that 2024 report, or that, because, okay, it came out in 2024, but it actually measures a period up to 2022 or 2023. Now, the downside is we are sending people with donor funding and whatever fundings to go learn research and development and write wonderful reports about Namibia in other parts of the world, but the intellectual property and the copyright is not Namibian. So the knowledge is someone else's. And it stays there because it was transactional based, meaning you come and study at me, at my institute, you get, you know what you're researching
you
stays.
You get these highly specialized skills and you leave all of the information that you're gathering with
me. We slap that you have now completed level mastery, or mastery level, and here's your advanced degree, go back to Namibia, but your research stays with us. Which is the continuous problem.
That's a rip-off.
No, it's not a rip-off, Helmut. It's a clear transactional engagement. I give you a donation. I donate to your development. Your learners, your students, your academics come study here. Whatever they do here with my resources stays with me.
Then let's stop calling it a donation. I'm buying your skills.
No, not skills. Mm. Remember, this person is not getting a salary. It's not an employment contract.
Yeah, but I'm still not calling it a donation.
Helmut,
they're gathering information for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And then Dwight finds it on a very nice free website somewhere that's based in the US, based in Europe. And I live off that research that talks about my country. However, I see other names there on the published reports and stuff like that going like, you know what? It is what it is. I don't like using that phrase, but it is what it is, the situation. And you go on with life, which technically shows there, should show anyone the major gaps. And yesterday I watched a video by Neil deGrasse Tyson, the astrophysicist.
Yeah.
Where he was, okay, he was making, it sounded look like a stand-up comedy, public discussion that he had. But the last part of his discussion was based upon if you had to use a map of the world, you illustrate its actual size, and then you morph that map based upon the amount of research and industrial or sectoral developments that take place because of that research, and you morph that map. Do you know that Africa literally shrunk off that guy's map? It's like, it's you know, it's those infographics that enlarge in terms of, you know, to show the size of research and development they do, ne?
Yeah.
And Africa literally shrunk off the map. Brazil was the only country left of South America, because Brazil has a very strong research and development sector, has a very strong industrial sector, has a very strong, you know, other particular, industrial sectors that are boosting its particular promise in its locality. And Japan, for its measly size, was literally occupying one side of the map on the east side. China was occupying another lump sum. India the same. Okay, Pakistan. India was surprisingly small, but still, India was pretty big. And even Russia was pretty small for the amount of research and development they were doing. And then Europe was this massive blob. The US was this massive blob. Which technically shows you, but the US was literally this one of the smallest blobs between the four big blobs, you know, Japan, China, Europe, and what's the place's name? And the US. Which literally it hit home directly, Helmut. Because here's the particular conversation that stems from yesterday's conversation, the one about youth opportunities in the green hydrogen. Remember when I told you this, that when I mentioned the statement of the TVET guy that said in Namibia, the TVET level ends at three. Level three.
The one that's required by the
green hydrogen sector for your involvement starts from 4, 5, and 6, goes upwards. It's an advanced scenario. That guy literally explained that. And remember, he's one of those particular scholarship beneficiaries who unfortunately was told at the get-go, my guy, you guys have to scale up and improve or add on, which I then tied in for you to show you the difference in educational systems between Namibia and the European countries that are obviously now, you know, investing so much in our particular side of life. We've got a caller coming through, Helmut, but,
we'll start doing that in 10 minutes.
Yeah. But the downside from that particular engagement of yesterday should signal to anyone that if you hear countries like Austria or Germany or whoever have high school that starts at the age of 10, you should, I know, you frown, you go like, huh, that's not possible, but then you have to realize at the same time, education systems are not the same.
When do they learn their alphabets? 3 months into...
Helmut... Yeah, Helmut, you know, you're on your own on that one, yeah.
Okay, you know what, we're not gonna do that. You know, okay, I'm gonna do that this evening on stage. Yeah, thank heavens. I have a lot of dirty jokes.
No. Yeah, keep it for that audience.
Yeah, we'll definitely do. Like I pointed out, when I started, we are going to have a competition in 9 minutes, and you will have to call in. That's the same line. The line is 083-288-401, and all you just have to do is answer a very simple question, and you will stand a chance to win 500. Let me make sure I'm not giving people false information. For someone say, but he said, well, I'm broke too, dude. Yeah.
No, Helmut. Look, let me just stop also there.
Thanks.
Before I also get, add an extra dose of unnecessariness. But the important thing is, dear listeners, you can call through at from 5 o'clock at the studio number, which is 083-288-401. The dimension, obviously, that Helmut wished to share immediately is based upon the current competition that's Namib Mills competition that's running on our socials. All you've got to do is call us at, through the studio line number that I provided. But from 5 o'clock to 5:45, you've got to answer a basic question, which is name two maize brands produced by Namib Mills. There's a whole host of them, if you've looked at that poster, because I will not give away names of products.
Yeah.
Just go look at that poster that's on our socials, and good luck, all the best. But where we still left off, Helmut, you were still talking about the dimensions.
Yeah, I know, high school at 10. So, where were we? So, I think when it comes to research and development is one of those aspects, again, we are not looking into because, if you look at a lot of these organizations, if you look at a lot of academics on the African continent, it's either some of them, worked for some major banks, like the World Bank. I know the, who is this guy? The gentleman who is currently serving as the governor of Ethiopia's Central Bank. Has a background in finance, as you'd expect. But I think at some point worked with either the IMF or the World Bank. So we have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of individuals with the capabilities of, with the capabilities of research and development on the continent. The question is where, what are we missing? Is the question, because, well, the brains are there. If you ask me, the brains are there, because now there was also, I think it was earlier this year when Meta and the Nigerian government had, had a clash where Meta was threatening to withdraw out of Nigeria, especially
because
Facebook.
Of the revised, what's that legislation? The one that we don't have, data protection.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, one lady that had to be interviewed to give an aspect on more like, the possible, the possible economic impact, like what types of people, what groups of people would be impacted by Facebook's withdrawal out of Nigeria.
Yeah.
That lady was basically an expert in the field, and she was being interviewed out of the UK.
Yeah. About Nigeria.
About Nigeria.
Yeah. Well, Helmut, it's like people are being interviewed, like some of the international outlets I see, the person is being interviewed regarding Russia-Ukraine, or the particular sort of like military strategies that the Russians will roll out now that if Trump tries, you know, decides to scale up the discussion of what's the thing's name? Of sanctions.
Trump is busy dealing with the, you know, answers to the Epstein files right now.
No, he's busy swatting them away.
Oh, he's sweating bucket.
No, he's running a 100-meter hurdle.
His own followers are banning them. Man, I love politics.
Oh man!
It's like, okay, dude.
You should see the commentators on YouTube. They're like, "What is going on here?"
But he was an idiot. He ran on releasing the list, and then won the elections, and then turned around and say, "Well, actually."
No, here's the worst part.
There is no list.
And here's the worst part. They used influencers supposedly to promote them. I still have to go watch those influencers on Instagram. Apparently, these were people influencers, social media influencers.
Okay, so there's a guy that we threw in prison and he killed himself. And
supposedly
his partner, he's still serving what, like a 20-year long sentence.
But she actually knows the names.
Yeah, she knows the names that doesn't exist.
Yeah, and supposedly.
The guy also that we threw in prison, put in mind, he just killed himself because he knew he was innocent.
Supposedly.
Oh, come on. Now,
supposedly.
Well, look, I think that will keep Trump a little busy.
With a video that misses a full minute.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah. Man, the FBI and the DOJ must be...
sweating buckets.
I know.
But anyway. Just to let you know, dear listeners, we're about 3 minutes away, two minutes away from the top of the hour at 5. I think, Helmut, we can probably answer that phone call that has been flashing there.
We'd need some, stationaries. Just a quick break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Serious note.
like we can ever pull that off.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a minute left to the hour. Basically, a few seconds left to the hour of five. So that brings us to the competition part of things. Where for those of you that have seen our social media, then you know that there is a competition going on coming out of Nami Meals, where the winner in between now and 5:45, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. One lucky winner will be able to walk away with 500 Namibian dollars in cash. All you just have to do is answer one simple question. So the question is simple. What's that?
At the bottom of the poster, Ahmed.
You're
in the poster.
I need glasses. Yeah, name two maize brands produced by Namib Mills. Name two maize brands produced by Namib Mills. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, madam.
I'm calling you in order to give you the answer of the two maize brands.
Not a problem, not a problem. Hit us up and let's see.
It's Topsco and Namib Diamond.
Okay.
Topsco is the popular super maize meal, and Namib Diamond is just another brand of maize meal offered by the company.
Thank you very much, madam. Just hold on for us.
Okay.
Just let us know.
Yeah, just okay, please.
Yeah, just hold on for us in terms of we just want to quickly take your details off air, so that we can continue on with the other callers.
All right, sir.
Just hold on.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewekike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi todaya njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado ili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is...
And we are back and we continue. It's just a simple question to some, and may sound like rocket science to others, and the question is, name two maize brands produced by Namib Mills, and you stand a chance to win 500 Namibian dollars cash. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, afternoon, sir. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I just calling for the competition that I saw on Facebook.
Not a problem, madam. Share with us your two answers.
It's a Ace Maize Meal and Topsco Maize Meal.
All right, so you are highlighting Ace Maize Meal and Topsco.
Yes, sir.
Madam, just hold on for us, and then we can quickly just take your details and, then move on to the next callers.
Okay.
Just hold on.
All right.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free. directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to...
Now, coming back, dear listeners, and
yep.
Just where we left off specifically, we've so far got two entries. You've got all up the way, all the way, not up the way, all the way. That made me sound almost like, up the river without a paddle. The specific movie that I watched back in the early 2000s. Just to let you know, dear listeners, this is based upon the NAMIP Mills competition we're running on our social media platforms. If you've not seen it, you can quickly rush over there. Eagle FM and the Villager platforms. Specifically, the question is straightforward. Name any two particular maize products from that is produced by NAMIP Mills. And you stand a chance to win a lovely voucher to the tune of a lovely amount that Helmut and I would love to participate in, and obviously also...
especially this time of the month.
I won't use the media's magic word that is always used on the other side. But nonetheless, let's continue with some more particular callers' contributions.
Yeah.
Eagle FM, good afternoon, madam. Oh, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm okay, and you, madam. So that was a right, correct guess on my side. Madam, if you can just highlight to us what your answer is.
Sorry?
Your answer for the competition.
Do you get the question?
Yeah, my answer is the top score super maize meal and everyday maize meal.
And everyday maize meal. All right, madam, can you just hold on for me, madam, in terms of that we just wanted to collect your details off air,
okay.
And then we'll come back to the rest of the show.
All right.
Just hold on, madam.
Okay.
We're going to take a short break, dear listeners. We come back right after this.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumderewa mbra hetatu natu. Bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144.
And the responses are coming through thick and fast, Hamoud.
Uh-huh.
This is a pretty demanding scenario.
So, ladies, you guys can call.
Yeah.
It's a competition, guys. It's a competition.
Listen, I have to apologize beforehand for my colleague's particular sort of like keen observation regarding this particular research exercise. But let's get the next caller coming through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Oh.
Okay, it seems like we've got one missed call.
I hope that has nothing to do with my comment. You know, just, you know, making the, you know, the competition more entertaining here.
Yeah.
So, you can still call. The line is 0832-888-401. The question is the same. Just the two Namib Meal maize brands.
And, the, as you mentioned, you can call through at 0832-888-401. Come through with a question, come through with your response, and obviously, We're enjoying ourselves because it's a flurry of calls. Let's get the next caller. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, madam?
Fine.
Yes, madam. What are your answers, madam?
Yeah.
My answer is Top Score and Namib Diamond.
All right, madam. Just hold on for me, madam, in terms of the particular details that we just have to collect. And then we continue with the show on the other side. Just hold on, madam.
Thank you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to...
And coming back, dear listeners, from the short ad break or the extended one, obviously, as you do know, what we are busy conducting here on the home run currently, this is on your number one talk radio station, that being Eagle FM. We've got a active competition happening right now as we're talking. It started at literally at 5 o'clock, literally actually a little bit earlier on our social media when it was dropped. The question is straightforward. Name any two particular maize products from the Namib Mills. As well as also, just want to get that correctly, you can call through at 083-288-401. So it's name any two maize brands produced by Namib Mills. Maize brands, which are also the products, come through. Let's get the next caller going. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
Cool and you, madam.
And I just want to answer the question which is asking a few minutes ago.
100%, madam.
Please do.
Hit us with your answer.
Sorry?
Hit us with your answer, madam.
Okay, just go through. Yeah. The answer is Everyday Maize Meal and Top Score Super Maize Meal.
Everyday Maize Meal and Top Score.
Yes.
Madam, can you just hold on for us? We just want to get your details.
Okay.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira ospe.
Some things kinda have to be together, right? Imagine, pop, but no flakes. Never. Or a goal without a celebration. And friends, but no Tassenberg.
Now that's just not right. Tassenberg. Best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
No konda doy nawa. No new do or to kwetira o special.
Coming back from the quick ad break right there, dear listeners, and once again highlighting to you that we've got an active competition running on our socials. It is straightforward. Name any two maize brands from Namib Mills. Call that and call through here to us on the home run at 083-288-401. We collect your correct, we collect your answer. We're not saying it's correct. We just collect your answer and we've got to announce the winner at 5:45. Let's get the next caller coming through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, afternoon, sir.
Yes, yes. How are you doing, man? Yes.
Good, good. How is it, sir?
I'm all right. What is your answer, or are you participating?
What is the question, sir?
The question is, name two maize brands produced by Namib Mills.
It's Mahangu.
The brands, then, the name of the products.
Meme Mahangu.
Okay. Meme Mahangu.
And then we are having Rice King.
All right, Rice King. Yes. Just hold on for me, and then we quickly need to take your contact details just off air.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka. Okone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge patafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali hea di nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko erewa bra hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not.
Coming back there from the quick break, and as mentioned, dear listeners, we've got the active competition happening currently as we are here on the home run. The question is straightforward for the Namib Mills social media competition that we've got, that we're conducting on air, or not on air, also on our socials. The straight question is straightforward. Name any two maize products of Namib Mills. You stand the chance of winning a lovely, lovely particular financial incentive. And the number is 083-288-401. 0800-410-401. I saw the line flashing. Let's take another call. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, and you, madam?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What is your answer, madam? Hello?
I'm calling regarding to Namib Maize competition.
Yes, right, madam. What is your answer to the question?
My answer is Ice Maize.
Okay. Ice Maize.
Ice Maize.
Yeah.
And Everyday Maize.
And Everyday Maize.
Yeah.
Madam, just hold on for me. We'll quickly take your name and your number after the off air.
Okay.
Just hold on for me, madam.
Bye-bye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact.
Indeed, dear listeners, be sure to save the phone number. That's obviously for the registration process there for the Villager e-paper platform. However, there is also a particularly different exercise happening now currently on the home run. That is the particular Namib Mills competition
yeah,
that you would have seen on the socials.
Yep, and the question is still the same and it's still as simple as you saw it on social media. That is name two maize brands produced by Namib Mills for $500 Namibian cash prize.
Indeed, indeed. We've got the next, well, I did hope or see. Yes, we've got the next,
the next caller
flashing through. Let's get the caller through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, how are you?
Cool and you, man.
Fine.
Yep. What is your answer?
Instant porridge and instant maize top score.
Are they both top score or is it just one?
Come again?
Are they both top score or is it just one that is top score?
There are two goals. There is instant porridge top score and instant porridge. There is instant porridge and top score is meal.
100%, 100%. Just hold on for me, sir. We need to take your number, your name and number off air.
Okay.
Just hold on.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Ipurane ngeno wapombwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshefa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano. okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda do inawa nune udo otukwetera o special ange tashake ngejepa omarudi dayo loka opone ujendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora etatu natu Bali o hetatu matatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a...
Coming back there from the latest round of callers' contributions regarding the active competition that we're running. Just to let you know, you can call through at 0832 888 401. Stand the opportunity to win a 500 Namibian dollar cash incentive, specifically if you can name any two particular maize brands of Namib Mills. Let's get the next call on there. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are
you? Calling you, madam. Madam?
Sorry?
Do you hear us?
Yeah.
All right. What are your answers, madam?
Sorry?
Your answers.
Topsco Maize Meal and Champion Super Maize Meal.
So Topsco and Champion Maize Meal.
Yeah.
Champion Super Maize Meal. 100%, madam. Just hold on for me for the on the line, madam. We just need to get your contact details.
Okay.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
We return back, dear listeners. Obviously, this is as the participation rates are, rate is heating up, Helmut, specifically here on the Home Run. Just to let you know, dear listeners, from 5 o'clock to 5:45, we are currently conducting a competition where you can stand the chance of winning a 500 Namibian dollar cash incentive, specifically if you can mention the very basic question on the Namib Mills, competition we are running on our socials, which is name any two maize products.
Yeah. From Namib Mills.
Let's get the next caller coming through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good on your side, sir.
Good.
Yep. What are your answers?
What was the question again?
Name any two maize products from Namib Mills. Or maize products or maize brands?
Topsco Super Maize Meal.
Mm-hmm.
an instant maize porridge.
100%. Just hold on for me, sir. We just need to collect your details.
All right, sir.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi todaya njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushe ndife nawa nukumona oijamwili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali hea li nola natu. Heari bari no heari ile komberewa nora hetatu natu bari o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
That iconic taste of Heineken, loved in Germany, Amsterdam, Argentina and Namibia. That crisp and balanced taste of Heineken, loved around the world. Enjoy that refreshing thirst. Ah, only made possible by Heineken's unique 5-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Coming back there from the quick or extended ad break right there, just to let you know, we're running a quick particular social media competition on our socials. Whereby you stand the opportunity of being able to win a $500 cash incentive, specifically if you can answer the question, which says, which name two maize brands of Namib Mills? Let's get the next particular caller coming through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good on you, madam. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
What are your answers, madam?
My answer is Backpro and Topscore.
Backpro and Topscore.
Yes.
Madam, can you just hold on for me so that we can just take your details off air?
Okay.
100%. Just hold on.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima. Don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Coming back there from the obvious excitement coming through from you, our most trusted stakeholder and thus our most valued audience, dear listeners, obviously this is as we are conducting this particular campaign. Helmut, can you please talk for a while, man?
So, how many names do we have on that list? Man,
it seems
that's
like
a
almost so far 12. Just to once again thank you, our listeners.
Yeah, the competition is getting fierce, seeing that it's getting fierce, seeing that the light is still blinking. I know. It's 500 at stake, dude.
Let's quickly pick the score. ELFM, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
Cool and you, man?
I'm good. Am I the competition?
Yes, you are. Just hit us with your answer.
Okay. Can I give the answer?
Yes, you may.
Top score and Meme Mahangu.
Top score and Meme Mahangu. Can you just hold on for me, sir, so we can just take your details off air?
No problem.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an...
It is fierce indeed.
It is. Well, we still have
good 10 minutes.
Yeah, a good 10 minutes. And the question is still the same. The competition is still ongoing. And the question is, name two maize brands produced by Namibials. On your mark, set, ready, go.
Eagle FM, good afternoon.
What do I say?
How are you doing, madam?
I'm doing fine.
Yes, madam. What are your answers, madam?
My answer is about top score. About my Namib Milne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's top score, Sapa Maize Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And Meme Mahangu's Mill.
And Meme Mahangu.
Yes.
Madam, just hold on for me. We just need to take your contact details off air.
Okay.
Thank you. Just hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Ipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshuwana.
Coming back there from the extended break, dear listeners, you can still come through. We've got a good 7 minutes, I think. Yeah, good 7 minutes. Next question coming through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Next answer, dude. Next answer.
That is true. Next reply. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good and you, madam?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes, madam.
I'm wondering, are you still running the competition?
Yes, madam.
Yes, still ongoing until 5:45, so you can still give us your answer.
Oh, can I still? Oh, okay. That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
There's most two names, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Two maize brands, madam.
Are you still there?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Madam? All right. Just give us a call back, madam, in terms of just your contribution. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, but can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, thank you so much. Mm. I was just saying the Namib Mills one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we have the number one maize meal and the everyday maize meal.
So it's number one and everyday maize meal. Meal. Madam, just hold on for me. We just need to take your details off air.
Okay, cool. No problem.
Just hold on for me.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
We come back from the quick break right there. 5 minutes to go. We got one more caller to go. Let's get it on. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Hello?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Your answer, sir, to the question.
Bokomo and sugar.
Bokomo and sugar.
Yeah.
100%, sir. Just hold on for me so that we can collect your contact details just off air.
Okay, sir.
I don't want to laugh.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email.
We come through, dear listeners, back. We still have 2 minutes to go. We see the line is still flashing. The question is the golden question that stands between you and the opportunity of $500 million in terms of cash incentive, which is name any two Namib Mills maize products or brands. Let's get the last caller coming through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good, very well.
100%. What is your answer, sir? to our magic question.
Top score maize meal and top score instant porridge.
100%, sir. Just hold on for me, sir, so we can just take your contact details off air.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Vintook Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia, on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Vintook Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Vintook Beer, and you could win. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Ngeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi todai njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange. Tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa. Nukumona oijamoiri nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile ko derewa hora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build?
We come back from the extended break right there, dear listeners, and obviously you're here on the home run. Unfortunately, it is the cut-off time. We said 5:45. We will quickly take a short, very short break because we've got to announce a said particular winner and obviously welcome and congratulate them on that scenario.
Yep.
Do stay tuned. I have to apologize to the caller now flashing on the line. Unfortunately, the cut-off time was at 5:45. It is now 5:46. We'll be back right after this with one particular lucky winner from the 16 responses that we just got right now. All the best to those listeners and those participants who came through. And once again, fingers crossed, obviously, could be one of you 16. And we'll be back right after this.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumuna oijamoiri nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace.
The time is 9 minutes to the hour of six, and the verdict has returned. All rise, presiding judge Helmut.
I'm so nervous right now.
Oh, I know. I can imagine being a participant. We are back after a very, extended, break of deliberation. We are back with the lucky winner after, a lot of screening process that we had to put all the 16 names through because the competition was fierce, especially among the ladies. Gentlemen, we will talk tomorrow. Now, Dwight, please.
And obviously, let's get the drum roll going.
Here.
We're just going to make an impromptu one here. And the lucky winner for this Wednesday edition of the Home Runs, a particular number of mills competition that was running on social media.
Yeah. Momento, civil play. Okay. The question was, name two maize brands produced by Namib Mills. Name two maize brands produced by Namib Mills, of which we had 16 participants. But unfortunately, there can only be one lucky winner whose name we now have and who will be walking away with, $500 Namibian dollars cash.
We envy you.
As a prize for that competition. Oh, yeah, we envy you. I mean, I'm looking at the calendar and going, man, I wish it was me. But, Dwight, please take it away.
And on that note, drum roll again. The lucky winner goes, or the lucky winner is, Madam Aina Mwadina, who answered with Ace Maze and Top Score. On that note, we will call you back right after the, or at the end of the particular program, because we're technically about 5 minutes out. However, thank you and all thanks to the participants and listeners who participated in this social media, competition that we ran on our socials.
Yeah.
And obviously, as they always tell us in sport, you know, try again another day.
Yeah, that's, well. I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who, hang on a second, who was, I'm not very good at sports, who was, Chelsea playing at,
over the weekend. They were playing against PSG, Paris Saint-Germain.
And they kicked the heck out of them, right?
No, Chelsea won the cup.
I know. Chelsea kicked the heck out of
them. And then the PSG coach, what's the guy's name? The Spaniard. I used to like that player.
I know a lot of people, I know a lot of people that were very pissed with that result because according to their betting and analytical skills, PSG was supposed to win.
Unfortunately, that is sport. And it is what it is, a statement that I do not like using. However, we find ourselves with the lucky winner, obviously, at the end of this particular competition that is brought to you by Namak Mills here on Eagle FM. And this has been the home run where we've provided you with that particular discussion. The lucky winner, Madam Aina Mwadina, once again, for...
congratulations.
Congratulations on that. And to the other participants, the other 15 participants, unfortunately, you know, as I said, try another day. On that note, be like James Bond, and obviously, be your 007 self, and participate in future competitions here on your number one talk radio station. We quickly take a short break, and we come back right after this.
Ipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo IGL FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko IGL FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile kumberewa. Nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane IGL FM. The eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small...
Welcome back after that extended break. Madam Aina?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for, first of all, for participating in the competition that we held today, and congratulations, as you emerged as a victorious winner of the competition that we had. So, first of all, why are you calling us? Where were you calling us from?
I was calling from Oshakati.
Calling us from Oshakati. All right. Congratulations, Madam Aina, you have emerged as the winner of today's competition that we had.
Thank you. I feel so happy. Ooh, and I was just scrolling on Facebook and I came across the advert.
Yeah.
Then I just said, let me put that. Then I was trying to call at 5. It was like not going through. Then I keep on trying until I went through. Yes, now I can't believe this, that I'm the winner.
Yeah, you are the winner, and like we spoke earlier, congratulations once again, and we will our team will reach out to you with regards to methods and when you will be collecting your prize.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll be waiting. And your name, sir?
Helmut Mahongo, and the one that was running the whole stuff and the multitasking, that's Dwight Links. So it's
Okay, thank you, Hamad.
Yeah, thank you very much, and once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Right, and we're just left with 19 seconds left to the hour of 6, and we have a commercial break creeping upon us, and we'll obviously have to sign off on the other side of the break, and we may have to talk about green hydrogen localizing tomorrow.
We'll have to be.
Super bargains await you at USAVE, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only $26.99 Namibian dollars for 400 milliliter of Dawn hand and body cream. $36.99 Namibian dollars for 1 kilo of Mama's washing powder. 750 milliliters Captain dishwashing liquid costs only $18.99 Namibian dollars at USAVE. And large Sona bath soap, just $12.99 Namibian dollars. USAVE. We all save at USAVE.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
The Villager, wherever you are. Of course, we had a topic for those of you that saw our poster, and we obviously have to push that to tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We're gonna have to push that to tomorrow because we had to hold that exciting competition, which was a very exciting, at least on our part, and such is life. And, they say one thing that, Madam Aina pointed out, and that is, she tried several times before she went through, so she didn't give up. There's the spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, obviously that brings us to the end of, Home Run with Hamilton Dwight on Eagle FM. Until tomorrow, same time, same place, on your favorite, radio station, Eagle FM. For me, we meet again, but that is tomorrow. You all stay blessed.
And on my side, dear listeners, we actively making a promise. Helmut and I, we cross our hearts, and hope our hearts never break or die, that we will come back with this particular Green Industries discussion tomorrow. You will find it on socials, not another competition, just, come back in the same intensity. On that note, stay tuned.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoewe eku kurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the e-